Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter number 5. As we get ready for the dessert auction. Romans chapter 5. Girls, go help. I need some intelligent girls. That's you too. Let's go. Oh, they are. They're good girls. I appreciate them. Romans chapter 5. Today I was driving my car and I realized that the car is smarter than I am sometimes. Did anybody else see that? I bought this truck, right? And it's used. Praise the Lord for it, though. But it's got a manual that thick. I was trying to put something in the glove box and I couldn't fit it because the manual was that stinking thick. And I'm like, what is all this stuff? And I start searching through it, and there are things this truck will do that I didn't know that was part of the package. Did you know that? Like, it'll tell you when the oil is ready to be changed. Didn't know that. It'll tell you how far you went on this trip versus that. It'll tell your average miles per hour, which we won't talk about. And it'll tell you your average, all kinds of stuff. You can't hear me? Hold up. Mrs. Mix can't hear me. Get him, Casey, or Stacy. Casey, Stacy, whatever her name is. Stacy, come on in. I just thought there were some interesting benefits to my truck I didn't realize we had. And you know, I found what dawned on me was there's a lot of benefits to salvation, and most people don't know what they are. Because when you talk to them, they're trying to earn it or they're trying to achieve it in some other way. But the truth is, if you're born again, there are some benefits built into the package that is yours. But the question is, did you know that those benefits are yours, and are you taking advantage of them? Look at Romans chapter 5 really briefly. Just a thought tonight I thought was interesting. Verses 1 and 2 are a basic synopsis of the entire Bible, the whole plan and purpose of God for all ages. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Why? Because the problem was, when we were lost, we weren't at peace with God, right? Through our Lord Jesus Christ, not through a church, not through a dogma, not through a ritual, but through the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access. You have access by faith into this grace wherein you stand. You realize some folks don't know that you can have direct access to the Father in heaven. Amen. Did you know that? They think they got to go through somebody else and then Jesus and then they get to the Father. No, as a born-again child of God, you have direct access to God the Father through Jesus Christ. That's one of the benefits. It's really cool. And then it says, and rejoice in the hope of God, or hope of the glory of God. So some of the benefits I thought were interesting was, well, first off, salvation is exclusive. You understand that? There's only one way to get saved. There's only one way to heaven. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way. If you know it, say it with me. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's exclusive, right? And salvation is only exclusive to those who actually believe. Did you know that? The Bible says in Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. The very righteousness of God the Father is credited to your account the moment you trust Christ as your Savior. His sinless life and vicarious death is credited to you. That's why it's right for God to forgive you, because he sees you with the righteousness of his own self, his own son. Now the benefits, like I said, are ours. And I wonder, are you enjoying some of these benefits? So in verse number one, it says being justified. Do you know what justified means? Just if I'd never sinned. That's what justified means. Remember that, justified. See, if God forgave you of all your sin when you trusted Christ as your Savior, he forgave you of all your past, present, and future sin. If he were to judge you for it, it'd be double jeopardy because he judged Jesus. Do you understand? He took the judgment. That is so awesome. We're justified. I think a lot of times the devil gets us thinking about sin we've already confessed and asked forgiveness for, and God don't know anything about because he's already forgiven it and forgotten it. We're justified. And then here in verse number one, it says we have peace with God. You know, when you discipline your kids, you do need to say after the discipline's over, I forgive you, and have a word of prayer. Because at that moment, you absolve them from the guilt. They've confessed, they've repented, you've had a conversation, you've prayed about it. Now let it go, drop it. Because that's what God does to you. Did you know that? 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I was telling Brother Howard and Brother Doug, the very first chili cook-off we had here at the church, it snowed. And we lived on a hill. So I had this really light colored blue suit. I looked good in it, by the way. And I was carrying Mrs. Mix's chili. And I slipped and fell. No joke. And it went all over my suit. And I took it down to Zips. And they cleaned it. And they cleaned it again. And then they cleaned it again. And she gave it back to me and said, we can't get the smell out of it. Still smells like chili. I'm here to tell you that when you trusted Christ as your Savior, God wiped away every bit of the stain. Isn't that cool? That is the benefit. So when the devil reminds you of your past, you go ahead and remind him of his future because you stand at peace with your Heavenly Father. Now, you can actually have the peace of God as well. That's that tranquility of soul. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We can actually have the peace of God. And it says in Philippians, it's the peace of God that passes all understanding. Now look at verse 2. I've already mentioned this. When not only are we justified and have peace, we also have access to the Father. I can actually talk to the creator of the universe. I refer to him as the original equipment manufacturer. Any other techies in the house tonight? Do you know what the OEM is? The original equipment manufacturer, okay? He's the one that wrote the spec manual, okay? This is the spec manual. He wrote it. You can actually go and talk to him. You also have access to his protection as your redeemer. It says in Psalm 7 that my defense is of God. One thing I've always told people is if you're in the right, God is your defense. If you're in the wrong, well, then you don't have any defense. You're just wrong. But you have access to the one who defends you when you stand for right. You have access to the provision of the King of Kings. There with my Bible. I know. It's tough, though. It'll hold up. We have access to the King of Kings. We have access to the bank of God's grace. It says in 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace. What's outside of all grace? Is there any grace outside of all grace? No. Grace is supernatural enabling. God gives you the ability to do the things he asks you to do. You can't do it on your own. He says, God is able to make all grace abound. That means more than you need. That ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Look there in verse chapter 5 and verse 2. We also have hope. One of the benefits of being saved is we have hope. By whom also we have access by faith unto this grace wherein you stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, what is one of the things that we have as part of our hope? Somebody. Heaven. We have a hope of heaven. Heaven's already been notified the moment you got saved. And we're all going to the prayer advance tomorrow, and I've already got the rooms reserved, and they know we're coming. Guess what? Heaven knows you're coming the minute you got saved. What's another hope we have? Eternity. Eternity with him, that's right. What else? There's more to the hope you have in God than just in the sweet by and by. You have hope in the nasty now. What's some hope we have right now? We have purpose. Our lives are not meaningless. The Bible says this, where there's life, there's hope. Where there's life, there's hope. A live dog's better than a dead lion. If you're alive, God's got a purpose for you. What else do we have in the nasty now in the way of hope? See, these are benefits a lot of people don't know.
Someone to walk with us.
Yes, we are never alone. He never leaves us or forsakes us. What else? What, my brother? He's our comforter. Man, these are benefits built into the package when you got saved. What else? Physical provisions. That's right. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. I love that. Philippians 4:19. What else is our hope? Man, these are benefits, Brother Alvin. He protects us. Nothing happens to you that God is not aware of. God did not come to earth and walk in shoe leather to get us out of trouble. He came to this earth to get into trouble with us. Okay? What else? These are benefits that you have. What else? Peace. Peace in the midst of it all. I love that. The one that really stands out to me, and I'll cut to the chase, is our hope is that God is going to do us good and not evil. You are not some silly plaything like a child's toy that God gets bored of and throws in a corner, or God messes with just because he finds it funny. The hope we have in Jesus Christ is that he will do us good and not evil. And even though we go through some hard things, Romans 8:28 tells us that God will harness the power of it and make us like Christ. These are the things we have as part of the benefits of being saved. Now look at verse number 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. We have triumph in trials, and our hope is the fact that if we let God use the trouble where we get into in the trials, he's going to make us better. We can joy in it, knowing. And then we have the love of God, chapter 5, verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Do you see that? I love that. Some people feel like they have to earn God's love. Do you realize God cannot love you any more than he already does? I know I'm repeating. For folks who've been here a few years, you've heard me say these things before, but I love it. God can't love you any more than he already does, because he loves you with a perfect, all-consuming love that overflows beyond anything you can imagine. He loves us. We also are empowered by the Holy Spirit. Look at verse 5. In our hearts, by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. When you trusted Christ as your Savior, the Comforter, as Brother Oliver said, we have the Holy Spirit. And verse 9 says we're delivered from the wrath to come. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Now, this is just one of the verses where my personal opinion is, I'm a pre-tribber. I think we're going to get out of here before the Antichrist was revealed. I think we're going to get out of here before the Great Tribulation. And I'll preach on it another time. But I believe that God, we're not ever going to be subject to his wrath. I love that. No matter how bad it gets down here, it's going to be nothing compared to those who don't know him. And look at verse number 10 and 11. Lastly, one of the benefits of being saved is we have joy. Verse 10 says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. We have joy. We rejoice that not only he lives and he provides, but we rejoice over who he is. And we rejoice over the fact that he loves us. You know, some of you aren't very easy to love, I being one of them. I didn't know if you know that. If you're not sure, check with your spouse. They'll let you know. All right? We're not always the easiest to love, but God still loves us. And I rejoice in that. That's one of the benefits of salvation. And that's why Paul can say in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Why? Because I know I'm loved, I'm provided for, I'm protected, I have a purpose, I have a comforter. I have all of this now, and then all that yet to come. These are just some things built into the manual. I don't know if you'd check them out. I'm still reading that book on my truck. There's all kinds of other cool things that it'll do that I wasn't aware of. The best thing you can do is check out all the features and benefits God has offered you as his child that are not earned. are already offered. We just have to accept it and just say, yes, okay, I'll take those. Yes, they're theirs, for they're ours to have. Let us have a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we recognize as believers, it's only because of the blood of Christ that we're saved. And that was provided because you love us. That's what 1 John tells us, that you loved us first and sent your Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And by faith, we repent and have turned to you and called upon you and believed and received our forgiveness and salvation through grace. Now, Father, we ask, give us the encouragement to tell those around us. And Father, help us to show them, especially our Christian brothers and sisters who know you but are unaware of all the things you offer to us as just being your child. And Father, let us free people from the bondage and lies of Satan that they have to earn it because you've already given it. Bless us tonight as we continue in our festivities. Thank you for the opportunity to gather as a family tonight, as a church family. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, brother.